Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I've got to do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hawkbird. Thanks for sending in jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Ed Petrosius did. He wrote, "Hi, John. Gorgeous fall colors here in Aspen, Colorado. Finally, a late peak leaf peaking season." Dave, that almost sounds like a tongue twister, doesn't it?
It does.
You want to be on standby, Dave. I got a little one coming for you here. Got a joke from Richard in Northbrook. He writes, "Thanks for the mug. Can a person win two?" I don't know that the Speed Joke Submission Committee has discussed that in public before. What are your thoughts about that? Thoughts about that, guys?
No.
I feel bad about giving two when so many people want one, but I also don't want to discourage people from sending jokes in after they've won a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Still say no, Steve?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah. I say yes.
Yeah. That makes me the deciding vote here, doesn't it? Dale in Beach Park sent it. "I'm just like Eberflus."
Yeah, you can't decide whether to go for it or kick the field goal.
"I'm totally Eberflus." "Stand by. I'm calling a timeout." Dale in Beach Park, thanks for the joke. Southside Limey in Elk Forest. Gary Hall in Lyons. Bob Capone and Bill in Elk Grove Village sent us a joke. And Bill from Shearville did. Susan Butchko did. Richard from Northbrook and Dan Finnegan in West Dundee. Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. "You got a long way to go to break that record, Sally. Keep diving." And Linda Thompson in Midlothian. Shell in Aurora. Marvin Sowers in Decatur. Ed from Lyle is a proud Speed Jokes mug winner. He says, "I've also got good seats for Thomas Jefferson in November. You can still get tickets to that show. Go to WGNRadio.com/TJ. Here we go. We got this joke last week. The Cubs are moving to the Philippines and changing their name to the Manila Folders. But then I got this joke. "Hey, John, I want to amend last week's joke. The Bears are now moving to the Philippines and changing their name to the Manila Folders. Hey, Dave, I'm feeling pretty good, though, about the Bears' chances Thursday night against Washington."
Why do you say that?
"Well, they should be rested, Dave, since they took the fourth quarter off yesterday. Last week, we had this joke. Hey, John, I had two Bears tickets on the front seat of my car. Someone smashed the glass and left four more." We got a new joke now. "Hey, John, I had two Bears tickets on the front seat of my car. Someone smashed the glass and left eight more. They're piling up in my car." Stay tuned for this developing speed joke of a team. Steve Paul said, "My wife wanted a puppy, and I didn't, so we compromised and got a puppy." Speaking of marriages, Linda says, "Anyone who says their wedding was the best day of their lives has obviously never had two candy bars fall down at once from a vending machine. Dave, I paid a lot of money for what I thought were alligator shoes. Turned out they were Crocs."
John, I've got something to tell you about our friend Ken Dodd, but it's hard to say.
Go on, Dave. You can tell me.
Okay. Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
No. I'm sorry, Dave. What was that? I was distracted.
Ken Dodd's dad's dog's dead.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
"I was raised by a family of hyenas. You may not have known that. There were no luxuries. We were very poor, but despite all of that, we had a lot of laughs. I don't want to say that all those little Lego people are vain, but whenever they go to the hospital, they get plastic surgery. Costco has announced they will not be serving their foot-long hot dogs any longer, Dave." Hopefully you already got one. You know, Dave, if you weigh a truck at a truck stop and a whale in a whale weigh station, then where do you weigh a pie?
I don't know, John. Where?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
That's where you go for it, Dave.
Way up high.
That's where I weigh my pie.